KJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, over 100 Labor Day projects registered across 3 Western parishes, and we'll continue sharing the views of children roundabout Jamaica in our special Child Month feature. Stay with us. Approximately 125 Labor Day projects have been registered across St. James, Hanover, and Westmoreland to date, with expectations that the number will be doubled by Labor Day, May 23. Brian Miller tells us more.
The St. James Labor Day Planning Committee is reporting approximately 40 registered projects to date, Westmoreland 50, and Hanover 35 projects. The nature of the projects vary, but with the national focus on climate change adaptation and the beautification of police stations and posts, work will be carried out on the Springmount Police Station in St. James, Withorn Police Station in Westmoreland, and Ramble Police Station in Hanover. Co-chairman of the Hanover Labor Day Planning Committee and Mayor of Lucy, Shernet Horn, said volunteers are enthusiastic about beautification of the Ramble Police Station. She says the scope of work to be carried out on the station involves painting, repairing of windows and replacing window blades, repairing furniture, tiling floors, and general cleaning of the facility.
We are expecting about 300 persons here on that day. They are so excited and overwhelmed for this project because we are communicating it to the communities. So they are really excited to having this police station beautify.
Co-chairman of the Hanover Labor Day Planning Committee and Mayor of Lucy, Shernet Horn. Labor Day 2014 is under the theme, Take a Stand, Beautify Our Land. Brian Miller reporting from Montego Bay for Roundabout JA.
Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aiming to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. To find out more about Vision 2030, visit vision2030.gov.gm. On the Community Notice Board, the Shekinah Foundation will be hosting its second annual worship event Saturday, June 28 at the Trenchtown Multipurpose Center at 6 p.m. For further details, call 467-1486 or email romarioprendergast@romarioprendergast.gmail.com.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We are appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
And throughout the month of May, we'll be giving children a chance to share their views. Today, one of our children tells where in the world she would like to visit and why.
I would like to go to Disney World because Disney World have all the characters and in Disney, and I love Disney.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. Remember to show a child you care. And that's it for today's journey roundabout Jamaica. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Camilla Guthrie for producer Evadne Brown. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.